to discuss this morning is some of the ways that we have found that we enjoy and get results with casual prospecting, and see if this can be of help to you, and then what questions or what we've left out you can ask us later. And so my husband is sitting here yawning with us. We know we're not still on New York time. We're back on West Coast time. But we have had fun recently doing our prospecting because we decided we really need to step it up quite a number of notches with the number of people we're going through. One, because we have a lot of fun doing it, but also because the timing is so incredible right now. And as we started really moving quicker with the numbers of people that we were going through, which we know has to be the case to get the results, we found there's a lot of people out there that are searching, looking, wanting another plan of earning a living, but beyond that, actually designing their own life to have it be what they want it to be. And they've probably given up their dreams to even do that at this point. So, Denny, what comes to mind that you have enjoyed doing recently, or even in the past, people that we have worked with that came as a result of just very quick conversations, people that we can't say were on our warm list or our hot list, either one, but that we ran into, that were in our path and we began a conversation with?
Well, I think one of the things is that most people, when we go out to casual prospect, we're with not the intent that we're going to, but it just ends up falling into place. And as we have a conversation with people, we find out something about them a little bit. One example, I was in a hurry one day going to the store and run into a gentleman and started talking with him a little bit and found out that, a little bit about him, and come to find out that he didn't like where he was working, and the people that he was working for did not really compensate him that much for what he was doing, and he was really kind of discouraged. And so what happened was I kind of made the comment, because of his situation, that his personality was really a very outgoing personality, real friendly with people and everything. And
you know, I think you need to back up and give some of the questions that you asked him in the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
When you started.
Well, one of the things I asked him what he was going to do next, and one of the things that he said was that he was going to, that he wanted to work for the transit company. And I just kind of made the comment, I said, you mean to tell me that you want to, I mean what I said, you mean to tell me you want to sit on your butt all day long with your personality and have the opportunity, maybe somebody coming in on the system that you're working. You know, there could be an accident happen, like somebody stick a gun in your ribs or stick a knife in your tummy, that type of thing. And he says, yeah, you have a point there, don't you? And I said, you have too good a personality to be doing that. And I said, you know, my wife and I are looking for people like you that would like to take on board in our business. And he says, what? And I said, well, we're working with the world's largest health and wellness company. And I said, we help people and we create millionaires. And he says, what? And he says, I don't have time to talk to you. I don't want to interfere with your work right now. And he said, well, I'm off in 20 minutes. And it kind of caught me off guard. And I said, well, I'd be happy to talk with you. So I met with him and got his attention. And anyway, make a long story short, he's been to preview and we've met with him a couple times. And he's excited about wanting to build the business. So that's just one incident.
Well, that's an ongoing one right now. And he's dealing with some life challenges at this moment. And his comment back is several times, and also to call us and let us know that he's serious, is saying that he doesn't want us to let go, and just because he's not moving as quickly as he felt he was going to be able to, that he wants to keep in touch with us on a regular basis. So, you know, it's not always going to happen overnight. Actually, one that is front line to us that's on the call right today is somebody that we casually prospected. How many years ago did we cross paths with Jeannie and Rick?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, eight years ago, probably at least, the first time. And it was at a state fair, and it wasn't somebody that came to our booth. I was actually shopping just around to see what they had there that was new in the kitchen gadget line, because that's something I enjoy. That's another point. Do it where and in the environment that you enjoy and have some knowledge or a definite strong interest in, and that will make a huge difference in how easy it is for you to prospect. For example, I would not be prospecting probably in an auto parts house. Jenny would be. I wouldn't be, because that's not, unless I'm making a serious joke of it, because the only time I'm in there by myself would be to pick up something for him. And then I might, because I'm so unknowledgeable, get into a conversation. So you can turn around and use it either way, but it's not where I would choose to go to talk to people or, you know, make an effort in that particular situation. But anyway, we were at a state fair, and I was shopping around for just to see what was there, and was interested in something that I saw being demonstrated. So the first time it was just a casual conversation that didn't go anywhere. And then several times repeatedly it was, and, you know, I don't honestly know, Jeannie can tell us afterwards, whether she ever recognized us or me when I came through there looking to see what she was demonstrating, because it was always something, normally it was something in the kitchen line, and at least in those years. And then one time I came through, and I had already talked to her once, and I spotted her, and she was rubbing her wrist after she got through demonstrating a slicer. And I just felt I knew her well enough. I reached up, snapped my necklace apart, and said, here, put this on, wear it, don't lose it. You may see some results with that on your wrist. And we were going to be gone for a couple of days, and when I came back, guess what? Well, she'd gotten results with it, and she said, I wasn't getting it back. How much? And then there was two or three years before anything ever happened. We saw each other just once a year at the fair. I had attempted to make other appointments, but we just never got together. You know, either they weren't going to be where we were going to be, or life was too busy for her. And so I didn't let go, because I liked how she came across to people. She was very friendly, had a lot of enthusiasm in what she was doing also. And people were attracted to that magnetic personality that she had. So anyway, we got connected about 5 years later, I think it was, from the first time I'd ever met her or seen her demonstrating. And it was by way of having her help me set up a booth. And seriously and honestly, I wanted her to evaluate one piece of material that we had on the counter that we were offering. We weren't showing products. We were simply running a banner that says, how to get set for the good life, with three selections they could make from the table if they would give us their email address and their phone number and answer a few questions. And that was a cassette tape in those days, a CD was available, or a little booklet that was called, is still called, How to Earn $4,000 a Month Working from Home. And I said, I just got a hold of this booklet. Would you run through it, glance through it, and give me your feedback on it? See what you think. I want to know how easily it's comprehended from what's written on the pages here, and I can't do justice to it because I already know too much about what we do. And so since you don't, would you evaluate it for me? And she said, sure, and came back after doing that, and something to the effect, and she can do better than I could on the wordage on this, is what stood out at you. In fact, Jeannie, if you're available and not tied up, would you star six and just tell us what your thoughts were on that?
I hope she's
I heard her on earlier, and maybe she's tied up. Well, there was something to the effect of...
I'm here, Char.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to recall what it was that caught your attention or what the timing was that changed that situation, Jeannie.
I read that book, but I also read the Robert Kiyosaki's you had given me, The Business School for People Who Enjoy Helping People.
Oh, okay, right. That came a little just after that, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But I seriously evaluated it and looked at your booth and, you know, told you a couple of things. I don't remember exactly what I told you, but or gave my suggestions anyway. And but I had time to read as I was sitting there because I was doing a different type of work for Ricky at that time. And I had time to read that, and it really touched me because I realized that I was actually looking for something and didn't really realize I was looking for something until I read it. Looking to do something different, you know.
I know what it was that I had engaged you in. We were not getting people into the booth like I wanted to see happen. I came over and I knew you could give us advice because of your many years of working as pitch people. And when you did that, we stood back and watched, and immediately we started getting people into the booth just by rearranging the tables that you had suggested. And I know you'd helped me with the backdrop and the curtain and so forth, too, that I used for display. And so I had said to Denny several times, ooh, I'd really like to have Jeannie in our business because she would be fun to work with. And I'm drawn to people based on their personality. It isn't, and what I see, how I see them conduct themselves. So it was not short term. It was over a period of time that we had, you know, I doubt were aware that I was working on a relationship and that I had that thought in mind until we got right down to it.
I was not aware of that. I just really liked you, and, you know, we did develop a great relationship.
Anything else you would like to add to that as far as what you do and how you do your casual prospecting?
Well, I kind of do the same thing. I really like to develop a relationship with someone. And ask them questions about themselves, become truly interested in them, asking them how long they've been there, you know, just things that I've learned from you guys.
Oh, and by the way, tell them what results you had with the bracelet.
Oh, yeah. I got results, like, within a couple of hours and thought, wow, I got to have one of these. So then when I looked around for you, I couldn't find you. I didn't realize you had a booth there either at the time. I just remembered that you bought everything I ever sold. I knew you liked kitchen stuff, but... And you didn't just buy one, you usually buy several, you know, so you were giving them as gifts and that kind of a thing, too. So, but you were always interested in me, and so that tells me in building a relationship, it's important to find out about them because you feel important when people are asking you about you.
Well, not only that, and see, again, it was my interest level. I mean, I wasn't buying just because I was trying to impress you. It was something that I was seriously interested in, and I saw value in it. And was, you know, you're right, I was giving it usually to my daughter-in-laws for gifts was what was taking place, or sometimes grandchildren. There were other things that weren't kitchen gadgets, a few of. But... So it was ongoing. We know it was at least spread out over 5 years before you came in, and then as you have experienced more and more, you became more serious. You went silver after a fashion without really expecting it to happen because of interest that several people had, or actually just a few people had that particular month, moved you to silver, and then now is in the process of building a strong business so you can do what?
Head for platinum.
Head for platinum and change careers, huh?
Yes, get out of what we're doing soon.
The reproductive part, and, you know, good at your field, very good, you and Rick both, at your field, top in your field of pitch people, but finding that the transition's a little different when it's not people coming to you.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So thank you for your input. Any other points that...
No, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Another one that has just been recent that is fun for us, as has been fun for us, was just spending time down at the beach. And we did challenge ourselves and challenging Rick and Jeannie to keep pace and pass us, which I know they can, with the amount of activity that we're doing on prospecting, was going into a Thai restaurant we'd spotted at a couple of nights, or the night before, actually. And the next night, we went from Mexican food, which we didn't get. Denny, you attempted to create conversation. Well, you did create conversation with one of the owners. We always go for the manager or the owner. But what do you think happened on that one?
Well, I think that we just didn't get enough input, and they were real busy, and the conversation didn't lead into anything. And I think that I kind of felt that the person, you know, I guess I was prejudging in the point is I just didn't want to go further on with it, and so I let it go at that. So there's always a time that you can't really pursue it and go ahead with it, so I just let it go.
Well, the other reason, too, when I evaluate a situation like what he just described, we know where that restaurant is, and we know that we will go back in there again, and it's better to lay groundwork with just ideas that they will remember, comments. And one of ours was, we called to see if they would prepare the food the way we wanted it prepared, because we 95% plant-based. And so when we went in there, we made a point of saying, we're the ones that called. And so they switched from the mother, who works in there and helps, to the owner, because she wanted to do, pardon me?
Daughter.
Oh, the daughter, which was the owner, because they wanted to do a good job and impress us with what they were fixing. And so Rick and Jeannie were actually with us, and we just, you know, nothing seemed to click and give the time for conversation and so on. So, again, we can go back, and the timing could be totally different, and they will, if we bring it up, will say, oh, we were the ones that were in here with our friends from Phoenix and called in, and you fixed that great dish. So it's a time process with a lot of people that we run into. It's not instantaneous. And the second or third time that we've crossed their path, and Ruth has been always great about this, is it takes more than one time to really get their attention. You can't just hand them something and normally have them respond really, really high. Now, when you get one that it moves quicker through, like one of them that happened to us that is ongoing right now also, down at our beach house, it's fun, and we call it a serendipity. It's a lay me down, or a lay me down. And that was the manager of a restaurant, and with Denny started questioning her.
No, I really didn't question her. The point is that I kind of, and here's the thing, when I walk into a place, I'm really observant. I really look around, see what's there, who's there, and who I would like to see or be in my business, I guess. But just from the appearance aspect of it, the fact was that the lady came over, she was real personal, and I noticed her, and I noticed another young lady, and they really looked alike, and it really looked like mother-daughter situation. And I just come right out to her, and I said to her, I get the impression that could be your daughter right there, right? And she said, yes, very much so. And so that started the conversation, and one thing led to another, and it went to the point that, and you got to realize that during a service industry, or the where you're going into some place and they're waiting on you, it's real hard to get a conversation going sometimes because they've got to take the order, go get the order, get it back in and get things going, so they haven't really got a lot of time. And it just so happened that the restaurant was really slow that night, so we had the opportunity to talk a little bit, and we found out that she was working there 40 hours a week, plus another job, which is her current job, 40 hours a week. And Char said something to her in reference to, well, what's next? And she made the comment she was working in the healthcare industry and the other job, so...
And she ended up having, or did you just say that, two 40-hour-a-week jobs. And when I watched her move through what she was doing there, her pace was exceptional. And yet her interest level in acknowledging everybody she was walking by was done so well that they felt that they were special, that, you know, she wasn't just rushing through things, but she was giving them attention at the same time, but just being very, very effective. And so, you know, I'm going, Denny, my gosh, you know, maybe she's open to looking at something else. And so when I questioned her, I'm trying to think what exactly the questions were that I asked.
Well, you just asked her in reference to what's next, and she explained she was wanting to go back to school and maybe be a nurse. And I think we both instantly, almost at the same time, said,
we need to talk, just like that. It was in unison, because often when I have little time, now see, this is another situation where there was more time, but when I've got very little time at a cash register, I can ask two or three questions. And it's where they are, if this is their only job, I'm diverting here, if this is their only job, I'm hoping this is your only job. And they'll say, no, I work a full-time position, usually they're part-time as a checker. I'm full-time during the day, or I'm full-time in the evening, or whatever it is. And this is what I do to, you know, keep the bills covered. And then I'll just say, we need to talk. Jot your email and a phone number down, and I'll try and catch you on a break, or I'll email you something, one or the other. And they will give me both that quickly. They won't. They don't have time to ask me what it's about. And if they do, I will just shoot them a one-sentence answer, like Denny gave earlier. We work with... we work in the wellness industry. If they've indicated an interest there instead of the drug and surgery industry, we try and keep people out of the medical maze, or we give them another option. And sometimes it's just not, it doesn't even go that far. But rarely am I ever turned down. And now we've met four times with the manager down there at the Thai restaurant, and things are progressing very, very well right through the steps that she's walking through. When I went through, and I did do this one right, we've gotten used to over the years after our 18th anniversary next year, or next month coming up, just talking and telling our story and not using a guide for people to follow and see how simple it is, because it's easy to tell our story. But they can sit there and think, well, you know, how am I going to do this? I don't have any story to tell. That's echoing, Denny, somehow, where that phone's setting. And so anyway, I used the 2015 brochure and just read through it. It's on Dennis Williams' website, and it says 2015. And printed it out and walked through it with her, and when I got to the part, Denny told his side of the story. I interjected maybe one or two sentences, and then right on down to the question at the top of the second page, it says, you know, which of these stand out to you, or however it's worded. And I asked the question. I let her look at it. I stopped. And she said, actually, Char, I cannot separate one from the rest of them. They're all so important to me. And she says, I told you some of this yesterday, and it was just in casual conversation by the questions we were asking. So, you know, she came back after going through part of a tape, falling asleep on it because, again, of the hour she's working, saying, you know, it just reiterated my reasons for needing to do something else. Now, one person's reason is another person's excuse. I'm too busy. I can't possibly fit anything else in. And she came back and told me that day before yesterday when we before we left. She said to me, she says, you know, my friends that I'm already talking to, and she knows how to talk to people. She patterned it. She says, I can pattern right after what you did because you didn't take much time with me at all, but you got right to the point that you wanted to make and ask me the question. And she said, they're either saying to me, Nancy, you are absolutely crazy. You can't take on anything else. Or they're saying, Nancy, I see why you're looking at something that you could really love doing because of what the situation you're in working two 40-hour-a-week jobs. And I respect you for that. So it's going to be one way or the other. And you're going to either wait it out until they can see a bigger picture, or you're going to move forward. We're moving forward with this. So what I would like to do, I didn't give the whole experience with Nancy and points, is just let you go ahead and you can star six if you have a question, and that'll keep the background quiet. And if you get noise in your background, if you'd star six until you come up to where you can ask a question, and we'll see who has the first question for us. On casual prospecting, building relationships, different ways of calling it. Just identify yourself and ask the question. I think somebody's live that just hit star six.
Hey, Char.
Yes.
This is Joe Decock.
Yes, Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This week, there's a strong possibility that Bill's going to be going to a senior health fair. And I think, you know, in my mind, I was thinking, oh, this is a good place to go because there's a lot in common. No, we don't have a booth there or anything. But when you're talking about building relationships with people, do you have any suggestions just on something as casual as going to a senior health fair?
You know, actually, we're going to something very similar right after this call. It's called a veg fest. Well, we know people are concerned about their health when they're, at least in part, I know they're concerned about animals, too, when they're cutting and going to plant-based, but that's exactly what we're going to be doing. And I can also mention that we're not the greatest at follow-up, and that's our challenge at getting much, much better. And the 24-hour rule is really important there, so I'll remind you of that one, and getting back to them very quickly. And I know you're much better structured at that, Joe, both you and Bill are, than we are by far. But it's, you know, it's going to depend on, if you want to give me an example of a booth or something that, I see, something always stands out to me before we start the conversation, right, Denny? He's nodding his head. And so it's going to kind of hinge on, like when I get in the restaurant field, for example, and I think it's the manager, I'll say, are you the manager? And they'll say yes. And I'll say, wow, you're in the position that gets it from both ends. You get it from the owner and you get it from the employees. In fact, sometimes neither one of them like you. And they'll laugh. And I'll just say, I can say that because I was in that position. So try and draw something from your past that gets even a conversation started. You know, I did ask the question first, and then I added a comment, and then come back with another, you know, another question. How many booths have you, if they're working in the booth, how many times have you done this? Do you enjoy it? You've worked booths before. So you know the routine of that, right, Joe?
Well, but we have, honestly, we haven't been successful and we haven't done booze for a long time. The last time we did, we did not have good results with follow-up. So we got nothing. And we had a lot of names. But
okay.
That was a different kind of booze. This is seniors going there for something. They're all looking for something, or either whether it's entertainment or relief or just socializing or free gifts, you know.
Okay, let me ask.
They don't know what they're going there for.
Let me ask you first, then, are you thinking of talking to the people that you're passing that you see interested in something because of something they're looking at, or the vendors themselves? Because that will make a difference in your first, you know, questions.
Right, that's a good point. And to be honest, I haven't put a lot of thought into this because I'm going to be substituting. I'm not even going to be there. Bill's going to be the one that's going. And so I was just thinking, okay, maybe I can just get some ideas. But you're exactly right. If and when he does go, it's going to be important to decide who he's going to talk to and who has time to talk.
Well, one of the places we go sometimes is sit down and have something to drink. And I've sat there and asked people the simple question of, what have you found that's the most interesting? And I do that from a selfish reason, because maybe I'm going to miss something that I want to see, and you can add that in. That's a great conversation starter for us when we evaluate where we're going to sit based on, you know, whether they got 10 kids that are keeping them occupied that they're not going to be able to go into a conversation with you. Or whether, and that wouldn't be the case where you are, of course, but, you know, just what we're in at the time, because that was a state fair.
State fair we were at with Jeannie and I in Prospect.
Okay, what's some of the things you did?
Well, Joe, we were at a state fair with Jeannie and Rick the other day, and I was at a vendor, and I was getting some espressos, and I recognized the lady from when we had a booth there in the state fair. And I talked to her a little bit then, 2 years ago, and she was still there. And I just commented, you know, I talked to you a couple of years ago about doing something different. Are you still open? And she said, very much so. And I'm really getting burnt out with this type thing. And I said, okay. So I went ahead and deliberately got Jeannie, because Jeannie was working the fair there, and brought Jeannie back over there. And I said, you need to talk to this lady. And when you get a chance, and I said, I'll tell you what, I'll bring her over and introduce her to her. She came over. Well, I come to find out Jeannie had been already talking with her, and Jeannie, I think, brought her a CD and had her go through it. And now Jeannie's done follow-up and had her on the phone with Char. So it's just building that relationship, I guess.
And that is a little bit different situation, but that's just one area. When you're in front of the people that have the booth, make sure you get a business card if you spot somebody that stands out to you that you would like to talk to later. Sometimes I've said things like, you know, if I don't get your card, I'm going to kick myself that I didn't. And it's because of something you said that, you know, I'd love to shoot you an email or give you a call. I don't have time now, and it's not appropriate to take your time away from the booth. And that builds their curiosity. And they're,
sure.
If they're, yes. Oh.
No, I was just saying, sure, those are great ideas and reminders. So
anyway, there, you know, each situation is going to be a little bit different. But what I will say is after we decided we need to really step up our casual prospecting, because our business was built on numbers. And it would scare some of you for us to say how many people we talk to. What difference does it make? They're in our path anyway. And sometimes it was less than a minute conversation. But when you start practicing it, guess what, guys? It can be a friendly smile. You don't even have to open your mouth, but you will see the response back on their face. And I got a downright no yesterday. When I asked a checker that was complaining about waiting until he was watching the clock, and I said, why is that? And he says, well, I knew why it was. He says, to get out of here. And yet he turned right around when I created a conversation with him And he told me what he was going to do when he got out of there. They were going to go on 2 cruises a year, and he was saving all the money up, and it wasn't going to be too many years until he was going to be able to do that, and da-da-da. And he, when I asked him, I said, well, are you open to looking at another alternative? He says, no. Oh, well, I didn't take it personally. I just moved on. I came out to the car, and I said, Denny, it's refreshing to get a no now and then. We still have to practice. And I had a feeling, but I went ahead. I thought, I haven't got anything to lose. I probably won't be back in this store for a long time. And chances are he's not going to be back, you know, be here. He may have said something different, although my gut-level feeling said I was going to get a no. Now, do I always do that? No. Usually I don't. But he just flat outright said no. But have fun with what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Because I just told him, I said, we found what we think is ideal for retirement. Because he's supposed to be retired, but see, he can't live the lifestyle, so he's trying to collect a little extra information. Okay, guys, we're going to have to wind this up. Is there one last short question that anyone has? Thanks, Joe. That was an easy way of getting into several different situations. Appreciate your question. Anybody else?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Julie in Connecticut.
Yes, Julie.
I have a question about a lot of people when you ask them, you know, if they're interested in opportunities, and spoke with someone recently, gave her a book. She was very, very interested, and then she re-looked at the book, and she said she couldn't get involved because it was just too expensive.
I just tell them, you know, there isn't a price tag on your involvement, and what I would suggest is something that can benefit you, that you can use personally or on with a family member. And if there is nothing that would benefit them, you know what? I don't mind that they just put me in front of people, because that has happened also. And then they become interested for fear of loss. And I'll say, you know, I can understand where you're coming from. Why don't you think of who you just might know? And Ruth did this with me. She says, we often have people at the very beginning, when we were talking, she said, back problems, leg problems, headaches, you know, just rattle off several different things, or that actually physically need more money. They're really tight. And that doesn't mean that they're going to invest a lot of money or any amount to take a look at this, but it's a chain reaction of going down and finding people that are interested enough that they'll walk through enough information. And maybe it's got to be the person that's a little more aggressive and can see the value in them looking seriously at it and doing just what I'm saying, put you in front of people. So, you know, if they really stand out to me, or can I have the permission to check back with you in 6 months? That's another way, since you've already got that. End the conversation at that point and say, can I check back with you in 6 months? And if in the meantime you have anyone that can benefit from this physically or financially, just give me a call. And we'll take it from there, because often people have seen something happen underneath them, and fear of loss is greater than challenge of gain if they're in that kind of a position. Does that help?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're certainly welcome. Well, I have to follow Vance's instructions and end the call at this point. So if you were left out, you can always email us or Vance. Ours is Denny Shar at comcast.net. That's DennyChar at comcast, comcast.net. Or Vance's is vsrogers995@aol.com. V for Vance and S for Stacy, Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S, at comcast.com. .net, I'm sorry. And if you missed part of this, or you know somebody that needs to hear this that you're working with, it is recorded so generously by Steve Crowfoot, and that website is one of two, www.saturdayamlive.com or www.canbeforyou, and that's the letters, C-A-N-B, the letter B, the number 4, the letter U, .biz/S. And there will be several listed there, as well as this one. You can go back through them. Also, if you want a CD, Blue Ribbon is having the CDs available, and their number is 800-533-2885. Is where you can reach them. I will remind you to vote on the Jay Greenzyme contest. We have a couple here that are requesting you to look at what they have and vote, and I don't know whether we can each individually vote or whether it's one per distributorship. I've got to find that out yet. So one other thing on my list, but Vance has their daughters on there, and the money for their cause, I think, if they are a winner, is very good reason for doing it. It's going to go to children in Ethiopia. They're going to raffle off the iPad if they win one and take it over to the children that they're adopting, the agency that they're adopting through, so they've got the supplies that they need for the children. And the other one is Angelique, who has you've heard a great testimony from her with her autistic son and her daughter, who had learning challenges at a period of time when she invested in the wellness home, and it changed their life dramatically. And she wants to build a foundation with the technique, another technique that she's using with the iPad would make it easy for her son to communicate, because that's the way he can communicate. Instead of spoken, he can communicate by typing on a touch screen device. He's very good with it, and he is writing full sentences and paragraphs on it now, where he did not have a way of communicating previously. And so that's what they want to be able to help other children with also. In fact, he's actually helping other children at this point in his life, and he's about 12 years old. So anyway, that is just one thing that's happening this month that I wanted to remind you of, and I want you to have an absolutely fantastic weekend, and Vance will be back with you next Saturday. Thank you for your time shared this morning with us. Bye for now.